President Trump's tariffs on goods from over 60 countries kicked in at midnight. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Plymouth meeting this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, President Trump pushed the start date for these broad tariffs back 90 days to negotiate with other countries. Now, many countries are assigned a rate of at least 10%. It's higher for Japan, South Korea, and the EU. Those goods are taxed at 15%. Taiwan, Vietnam, Bangladesh, 20%. Overall, we're looking at the highest tariff rates in nearly 100 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger talks about what this means for all of us.
So far, many companies have not yet passed along the full impact on tariffs to consumers. Economists expect that they will do so more and more over the next few months.
And the nonpartisan Yale Budget Lab is projecting the typical household will pay an average of $2,400 more this year as companies try to figure out what to do here with their supply chains. The president is standing by his belief that the higher tariffs will lead to more manufacturing and an economic boom here in the country. But right now, we're seeing some cracks showing in the economy. The jobs report released last week that led to the president firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a slowdown in hiring in recent months. And as we reported on the other day, Carol, a poll shows the vast majority of Americans are really stressed out about the cost of groceries, followed by the cost of housing.
Yeah, President Trump is also imposing a 100% tariff on computer chips, which raises the possibility of higher prices for electronics, cars, household appliances, and other things that depend on processors.